Innisfail, at 12:36 p.m. on June 18, the sun burst out from its earlier morning gloom for a bike rodeo. The event, held from noon to 2 p.m. at the Innisfail Library, Learning Center and sponsored by the Family Resource Network, FRN, was put together just for kids during the most socially important weekend of the year for Innisfailians, which earlier in the day featured the 2022 Innisfail Rotary Pro Rodeo Parade to coincide with the three-day 61st Annual Danes Pro Rodeo. However, there was a more important reason for kids up to age of 7 to do some rodeoing of their own. Jenny Crumley, coordinator of FRN, said the event was a chance to offer families a place to bring their kids to learn a little bit more about bike safety. She said FRN takes its bike safety event throughout the region, including Penhold in late spring and upcoming ones in Spruce View and Elnora. Even parents sometimes aren't always sure of the rules, said Crumley. This is a good opportunity for the kids to learn them, rules, and then hopefully it sticks with them as they go into their teens, so they're paying attention on the roads and not getting hurt or anything like that. It also offers an opportunity to engage with the peace and bylaw officers. Local community peace officers created a course in the parking lot to teach children bike safety tips for when they ride around town. The helping hands for the event included Derek Raditsky, Innisfail's senior community peace officer, and Zach Longstaff, a summer staff peace officer, as well as CP Police Service constables Joelle Charbonneau and Megan Oakley. Innisfail Fire Department also attended with Clark Maldaner, assistant deputy chief, bringing a big fire engine truck for kids and their parents to marvel at, as well as to chat with all emergency responders and check out their vehicles and learn new bike safety tips. There was also a barbecue for everyone to take a time out and have a quick lunch. "We're coming out of COVID a stronger community and the turnout just shows that," said Raditsky. He said the June 18th event was the first large-scale local bike rodeo held since 2019 as the COVID-19 pandemic and provincial restrictions limited attendance. "This is just wanting to get the kids out, get them some exercise, and support and endorse health and recreation, and also wanting the community to be pedestrian-friendly," said Raditsky. "If we can teach the kids a few things on bicycles to be safe and to recognize the importance of bicycle safety, then all the safer and all the better." Among the many safety measures peace and police officers brought forward were crosswalk safety tips, such as being observant and making eye contact with vehicle drivers to make sure they are being seen to ensure there are no future incidents. "We're teaching them basic safety controls, and also helmets and then their equipment, and just trying to get them out here and have fun and be active," said Raditsky, who was also grateful the Innisfail Fire Department and CP Police Service partnered with the event. "CP is a big one that we work with on rail safety," he said, noting the recent critically important pedestrian crossing initiative at White Rock Crossing. "CP police has become a lot more visible within the community, particularly with that rail crossing." The Central Alberta Crime Prevention Center came to the bike rodeo to promote its 529 Garage Project, which is an initiative to register bikes with owners' serial numbers to help RCMP in cases of bike theft. If your bike gets stolen, you can report it as stolen on the 529 Garage website, said China Steele, a member of the center's Safe Summer team. "Whenever the RCMP locate your bike, they can return it to the rightful owner." For more information on the 529 Garage Project, go to https://project529.com/redear.